Welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show. I'm your host, Jason, and with me tonight on this special edition, this retirement edition of the Sleeper Wire Show, is George. George, man, what a crazy, crazy night.
I hate the NFL preseason. Let me just say that. I hate it with a passion. It's too long. It's too pointless. It plays absolutely no relevance, for the most part, on the outcome of the season or even really prepping the players for the start of the season. Why? Just why?
Well,
two games and be done.
Whatever that little was about has nothing to do with the news tonight. So, as everybody knows as of right now, but we want to get a show out right away, Andrew Luck has decided to not play football anymore. It came out, Adam Schefter, it looked like, was the first to report it. Came out a couple hours ago on a Saturday night, and Twitter exploded. The NFL exploded. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
Twitter is on fire. So I've actually seen videos on Twitter of people burning Andrew Luck's jersey. That's classless. But even more classless than that, there's actually fans that were in attendance that booed him as he walked off the field. And for that says a lot more about the fans here. Why would you boo the man?
So I get being disappointed. Don't get me wrong. Like, if Andrew Luck was my quarterback, and, you know, right before the season, after the draft, we were getting ready to go in, and the star quarterback, the guy who's supposed to, you know, for another decade,
another decade,
be the quarterback that leads you to championships, like, retires, I understand being devastated as a fan, but, like, but booing him for making a decision about his body and about, like, the way he, you know, it has to be injuries that are breaking him down. So, like, just to boo him on the fact that he just can't play anymore, I don't understand it now. So if in 2 years he comes back and plays for the Patriots, okay, I get it. Boo him.
Yeah, boo the shit out of him then.
But booing him today as a guy who's retiring because he can't see himself rehabbing anymore because his body's just that broken, which is the only thing I can assume that this is, you know, I don't get it. But so guys, stop that. That's a side note. We're here to talk about fantasy football. So let's first jump in and talk about the most important weapon that would be affected by this, which is T.Y. Hilton.
I think the most important weapon affected by this is Jacoby Brissett, but okay.
Well, okay, but, you know, redraft leagues, you're not going to go out and grab Jacoby Brissett.
No.
Dynasty, I guess we could get into what fab you would spend on him. I don't know what the market is, all the fab. I mean, I don't know. If in a super flex league and you're desperate, like, go get him.
Yeah, super flex league, spend whatever you can to get him. Quarterbacks are just way too valuable. I would actually be shocked, knowing the fact that Andrew Luck has been injured this whole time, that he would is actually on waivers.
So, yeah, there's, you know, I checked most of my leagues. There's one where he's available.
So
the rest, he's already been taken out. We play with good people, though. You know what I mean? Like, so in our leagues,
I'm going to assume that if you're in a dynasty league, like, you're playing with pretty good people.
Let's jump into T.Y. Hilton. So George, what, obviously it's a negative effect. You're going from Andrew Luck to Jacoby Brissett. It's going to reduce his numbers a bit. What are you looking at for him this year?
So I think everybody's going to reference what T.Y. Hilton did in 2017 with Jacoby Brissett, under the quarterback for the whole year. In 2017, he had 57 receptions, 966 yards, 4 touchdowns. Numbers that don't impress you very much. I think those numbers will increase, to be honest. I still think you're going to get about 1,100 yards, probably close to 70 touchdowns, or excuse me, 70 receptions, not 70 touchdowns. And I think you're going to get about six touchdowns is where I'm going to put him at, which equals what he's had 3 out of the last 4 years. He's had 6 touchdowns. That's about his sweet spot over his career. He's averaging 6 touchdowns a year. So I'm going to give him the 6 touchdowns. I don't think there's going to be a huge drop-off with Jacoby Brissett. Now, I'm not saying there's not going to be any drop-off. I believe that there will be. I don't think it's going to be that huge. Jacoby Brissett's a better quarterback now than he was in 2017. That Colts offensive line is significantly improved than what it was in 2017. The defense is better now than what it was in 2017. The coaching staff is better now than what it was in 2000. Everything is better now than what it was in 2017. Jacoby Brissett's been playing under Frank Reich for all of 2018, so he knows the system. So I'm not expecting him to go out and be Andrew Luck, but to say he's going to go out and be a competent quarterback, I firmly believe he will be.
So I'm with you on yards and catches. I want to say he's more likely to me to hit 4 touchdowns versus 6. You know, we've seen a handful of seasons where he's had 4 or 5. I think that's probably going to be his cap on touchdowns. He's never been a touchdown guy. I think this does hurt his touchdowns.
Well, he's only had 1 season with under 5 touchdowns, and yep, that was in 2017.
With Brissett.
Yeah, again, better line, better offense, better coaching. I'm going to give him the 2 more touchdowns based off that.
Speaking of better line, I think this to me means they go heavier run. They have a guy like Marlon Mack. So when they did get down to the goal line, you're not going to put it in Andrew Luck's hands and ask him to throw it, which he did pretty frequently. I think they're going to hand the ball off a lot to Marlon Mack. I think that'll eat the T.Y. Hilton's. I honestly think Mack gets a slight bump from this, just a very slight bump, but I think it doesn't hurt him at all. I think he's going to get a lot more work. And I
think he'll see a lot more defenders in the box, though, too. I think defenses are going to try to go out and make Jacoby Brissett beat them. So I can see them putting an extra defender or two in the box to stop the run. Before we move on to Mac completely real quick, where would you feel comfortable drafting T.Y. Hilton?
So in our pro-am right now, literally 5 minutes before the news broke, he drafted him in the 4th round, 4-7. Yeah, I'm dropping him at least to the 5th round. I'm dropping him a full round.
Yeah, that's fair.
The talent's there.
That's absolutely fair with Hilton, dropping him a whole round. I got no argument against that. That's about where I would feel comfortable drafting to. Yeah, it just depends on the makeup of my team, how I draft. If I went running back heavy and I'm looking at my first wide receiver, I absolutely don't mind taking T.Y. Hilton at the beginning of the 5th round. But it just depends on the makeup of my team, I guess.
So quickly going through this, just because we're here, guys left in the sleeper wire in my pro-am league at the end of the 4th, we're at 4-11. So guys left, are you taking Tyler Lockett or T.Y. Hilton? Right.
I think I'm taking Lockett, but it's really close.
So Kenny Galladay or T.Y. Hilton?
I think I'm actually taking Hilton.
I agree with that one. Calvin Ridley or T.Y. Hilton?
Oh, Hilton. I want the team's number 1 wide receiver before I start taking a team's number 2 wide receiver.
Tyler Boyd or T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton.
Jarvis Landry or T.Y. Hilton?
Hilton.
DJ Moore or T.Y. Hilton?
Hilton.
So really, like, literally from where he was drafted at 4-7, we're only talking about potentially one wide receiver that you'd slip him for. Okay, Cooper Kupp. Now, I would take Kupp. I actually would have taken Kupp before this news, but
I think I'm taking Kupp.
So I think the Rams wide receivers are probably the exception to the rule, right? Like, they all three of them have the potential to break out, where I would take all three of them before I take T.Y. Hilton.
So it's weird because I would take Cup before Hilton, but I would take Hilton before Robert Woods.
See, I would take Woods before all three, before any of the other Rams wide receivers. All right, so let's get back into Mac. So you think they're going to stack the box for Mac? If they stack the box, though, does that mean you're dropping him a little bit, or are you keeping him where he's at with the increased workload?
I think so. He was going in the third round. I would bump him back. So I'm going to bump all of the skill position players on the Colts. Mac was going in the third round. I wouldn't feel comfortable taking him until the fourth now. The one thing that you've always heard me say about Marlon Mack is I want the starting running back on an Andrew Luck led offense. And Andrew Luck is now not the quarterback of the Colts. So Mack is no longer the starting quarterback or starting running back on an Andrew Luck led offense. So I'm going to temper my expectations with him, and I would bump him back a little bit just because I don't think the offensive touchdown opportunities are going to be there.
Okay, so Marlon Mack went 4-1
okay.
In my pro-am. So Marlon Mack, Mark Ingsy.
Yeah, I'm going to say Marlon Mack, and that's only because I really do like Justice Hill.
Marlon Mack, Sony Michel.
Sony Michel.
Marlon Mack, David Montgomery. Marlon Mack, Devontae Freeman.
Ooh, Devonta Freeman, because I've seen him be the number one running back.
And Marlon Mack or Damian Williams?
You know I love Damian Williams.
So again, we're in the same, like, that puts Marlon Mack basically in the same exact spot as he's going right now. So, like, we're seeing it.
Who's still on the board for running backs after Mack?
Okay, so Mark Ingram was there, Sony Michel was there. Okay. So we talked about those. Melvin Gordon's there.
I won't touch him. Don't touch him. Don't draft him.
Philip Lindsay.
I would take Mack over Lindsay.
James White.
I'm going to go Mack here.
Tevin Coleman.
I think I would take Tevin Coleman over Marlon Mack.
Miles Sanders.
Oh, that's such a crowded backfield. Marlon Mack.
Okay. So, again, within one or two people, you've got Marlon Mack in the same exact spot. So now if he's going 4-1, which is where he went before this news came out, like, that's right around where you're looking at taking him. So I like this.
Yeah, I said the fourth round. I said he was going in the third. He should be going in the fourth. So
that's about right. Yeah. The tight ends, Jack Doyle and Eric Ebron, just moved way down on everybody's board.
Everybody's board.
So before this, people were drafting Ebron, and then we're going to stream Doyle, which I think might be backwards, because I think if Luck was in there, I think Doyle was going to be
the lead Doyle tight end.
Yeah, he was going to be the lead, at least in receptions, maybe not in touchdowns. So, like, at week to week, you never knew who was going to get you points, but I think they were both going to be fantasy relevant. We talked about before we started recording this, and I am in complete agreement with you. I think one tight end every week is going to be decent. I think Brissett's going to have to throw it, especially with Marlon Mack not being known as a pass catcher. As a safety valve, one of these tight ends is probably going to be decent week in and week out, but now I don't think Brissett's going to be able to support both of them. So you're going to be playing the shell game of which one do you want to start?
Yeah, and from week to week, you're not going to be sure. Looking at this thing right here on Twitter, I've seen people drop Ebron as far as tight end 16. I think that's a slight overreaction. I don't think I want to drop him down to as far as tight end 16, but I definitely have him out of the top 10.
Yeah, and I'm in complete agreement. So, like, I'd have him around 10, but, you know, 16's too much. There's going to be a lot of overreaction. Another interesting thing I've been reading online, it sounds like solid advice. Like, if somebody drops Andrew Luck in a dynasty league, go pick him up.
Pick him up. See if you can stash him on your IR.
Yeah, for sure. If you can put him on an IR, grab him and stick him there for 2 years. Maybe he comes back and plays for the Patriots. I don't know.
I don't think he'll come back and play for the Patriots. I think he's the Colts still own his rights.
Well, right, but that's the other thing. So let's moving forward from this, the Colts, you know, it's not a bad year for this to happen just because next year's draft is chock full of good quarterbacks. So if they play bad enough, they could probably get themselves one. As an organization, as players, you know, or as fans of a player, like, you never want to have this happen. But, you know, the Colts have been pretty lucky as far as quarterback play goes for the last, two decades. As a Bucks fan, I have very little sympathy for you guys.
Like, as a Dolphins fan, same here.
So, I think that covers Andrew Luck. Do we have any... Are there any other skill positions we need to talk about? I think that's a pretty quick recap.
In redraft, the only wide receiver worth owning on the Colts is T.Y. Hilton. There's nobody else there that you should be drafting in redraft. It's almost a blessing in disguise that the news broke today, because a lot of people are going to be doing, and Jason and I are including this, have our home drafts either tomorrow or within the next week. So this news coming out today is while it's never good to see somebody the caliber of Andrew Luck retire, at least it hasn't, you know, it's happened before a majority of people have all their home league drafts. Well, I don't know.
Today was a big day for home league drafts.
It was. This weekend is a big weekend, and I've got a few that are rolling over into next weekend. And this is one reason why I always say, you know, hold the draft as late as possible. You don't want to go out and draft somebody and then tear their ACL or retire or something like that. You don't want that to happen. That sucks right before the season starts. So always do the draft as late as you can.
One thing that I'm reading now from Fantasy Pros that they tweeted, and I kind of agree with this, is the Colts have effectively had 20 years of Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck and had one Super Bowl to show for it.
Yeah.
So, quarterbacks a lot, but it's not everything. Look at the Packers. How many years did they have of Favre and Rodgers, and they only have two? How many years did the Saints have of Breeze, and they only have one? You know what I mean? Like, quarterbacks a lot, but it's not everything. I like the idea of that, but...
You also gotta look at it as those organizations that you mentioned, the Colts, the Saints, the Packers, while they don't have the championships to show for it, they've been consistently, you know, above average teams. So even if they don't win the Super Bowl, you know, their teams coming in every year have their fans every year have a legit feeling that this could be our year to win it. And as a fan, that's all you really want is to have a legit feeling when you start the season. Okay, this potentially could be our year, because let's face it, there's only like, I would say, 7 or 8 teams that come in every year that have that legit chance to win it that year.
And what would have been the biggest news of the week if Andrew Luck hadn't retired, it looks like Lamar Miller could have potentially tore his ACL.
Done. He is done for the year.
Well, not officially, technically.
Not technically. But he's done for the year.
But it looks, in all accounts, it looks like he's probably going to be done for the year. So, real quick, George, where are you going to draft Duke Johnson tomorrow night in our home league?
I know in that league, running backs fly off the board, like most leagues do. I would honestly feel comfortable taking him in the back end of the fourth and early in the fifth. Like, if you asked me right now, Duke Johnson or Marlon Mack, you know how much I love Marlon Mack. I think I would take Duke Johnson over him.
Duke Johnson, Tevin Coleman.
Duke Johnson. Less competition in that backfield.
Man, that's tough for me.
It's just there's so like, I really like Matt Breida. I think he's a really good running back. We got Tevin Coleman there. I've been saying for years, Jerick McKinnon is trash. So I won't even count him in that San Francisco running back backfield. I just won't do it. But they got Jeff Wilson back there. I mean, they they have a lot of talent in that backfield.
Mostert.
There's another one. They got Mostert back there. They just have a lot of talent in that backfield. So I look at the Texans backfield and I got Duke Johnson followed by Buddy Howell. And I can't give you another name after that because I don't recognize any of these guys. I don't know who any of these guys are.
Yeah, the only thing I worry about is Duke Johnson's never had to play this role in the NFL.
Played that role in Miami in college.
Right, but...
And he was fantastic.
Miami in college isn't the NFL.
Is true.
It's tough. That's the only reason why it's tough for me. There's just no body of work in the NFL that says, A, he can hold up under a large workload, or B, be anything besides a third down back. So, I don't know. I want to see him do it before I jump on the train. And maybe that makes me late, but especially in the fourth round, you're still looking at really decent talent. You're looking at running backs like Sony Michel or, Marlon Mack or Mark Ingram, guys that you've seen do it before. It's tough for me to put a guy I haven't seen do it before in the fourth. I would be comfortable in the sixth at this point. And if I miss out on them because everybody else is right and I'm wrong, I'm just happy to be wrong. All right, so that's the end of our Andrew Luck retirement episode. We'll circle back around when he unretires in a couple years, plays for the Patriots, wins their eighth champion. But until then, George, where can they find you?
Find me on Twitter at BFTGPod. You can find me on the Sleeper app at BFTGEO.
And you can find me on Twitter at FLDrMilbarge. You can find me on the Sleeper app at BFTGDrMil. We will see you bright and early Sunday morning for the first live blitz of the season.
Cannot wait.